In this episode, I'll be sharing the three hard truths that you need to know about manifesting a new life. So let's get started.
Hi, I'm Katie, and after many years as a struggling single mum, I transformed into a highly successful manifester with multiple businesses, better relationships, financial abundance, and way more peace, joy, and happiness in my life. Each week, I share the real secrets around how to manifest successfully, as well as the amazing and sometimes crazy lessons I've learned along the way, so that you can apply it all to your own manifesting, transforming your life from the inside out. This is That Manifesting Podcast.
Welcome back to another episode of That Manifesting Podcast. Lovely to have you here. I've got a really interesting topic for you today, and it came about, I was talking to one of my friends who I haven't seen in person for a long time because she's been living away, and we were just talking about life in general, and I was sharing my outlook on life now, and I realised again just how much things had changed for me from when I last saw her regularly. And it got me thinking about all the different things that have impacted my life and helped me to manifest exactly what I wanted in terms of successful businesses, better relationships. I don't attract dog shit people for dating anymore. Anyone that does come towards me is actually worth it. They're nice people, they're good people, and I have more money than I've ever had in my life. Just everything has completely changed. And those are lovely things, but I think the biggest part that changed, that's made the most difference, is what's happened in my relationship with myself. I have gone from honestly not really liking myself that much, not really valuing myself, not being confident in my ability to get what I want. And I've turned into this person who I champion myself. I don't need anybody else to do it. And that's the most critical part of my journey. But there's been some hard conversations that my mentors along the way have had to have with me, really to get me to see things from a different perspective. And interestingly, I've been looking back at the successes that my clients have had. I've had clients that have gone from no dates in the last 10 years to dating regularly, dating high quality caliber people. I've had people that have really struggled financially that are now running successful businesses. And I've had clients that have, again, like me, improved that relationship with themselves. And I've been reflecting on what's been the turning point for those clients, and what was it that really made the difference? And in every single case, there came a point where we had to have a hard conversation, a conversation where I had to share some hard truths that were getting in the way of their progress. Now, of course, every client is different. They all have different challenges. They all want different things. But I was able to come up with three hard truths that I've been given to me along the way, and that I think I've had with every single one of my clients. And so I thought I would share those three with you today. I think they'll be really helpful for you as you're navigating life and looking to manifest something different than what you've got now. But before I get into that, I wanted to let you know about a brand new free secret podcast that's coming very soon. So when I say secret podcast, what it means is it won't pop up on your Spotify or your iTunes or wherever you normally listen. It is something that you have to subscribe for. And it's for anyone who really wants to manifest love again, but is struggling to make it happen. So if you've been single for a long time, you really want to manifest a relationship, you're sick of attracting people that just don't give you what you want, then this is going to be incredibly powerful for you. The topic of the secret podcast is 3 subconscious mistakes that are stopping you from manifesting true love. And in that 3-part series, you'll discover the big misconception that many people have about their old relationships that they don't realize is still impacting their love lives today. You'll uncover the real secret to manifesting love that most online content isn't telling you. And you'll understand the secret clues that are hidden in everything you say that tell you why you haven't been able to manifest your person yet. So as it's a secret podcast, as I said, the only way you can get access is by registering for it. I've left the link in the episode notes, or you can go straight to the website, which is www.themanifestingmindset.co.uk/love-secret-podcast. So if you want to manifest love, I promise this is going to be a game changer for you. So get yourself registered. It's stuff that's worked for every single one of my clients that's wanted to manifest love. This stuff has been a critical factor for them. So get yourself registered. Okay, so now I've told you about that, let's get back to the show and the 3 hard truths that you need to know about manifesting a new life. Look, many of us have been there. You can be stuck in a relationship, a career, or another situation that feels uninspired or unaligned. You know that feeling when you wake up in the morning and you just think, ugh, not this again, not this day again. I've lived this day over and over again. I just want something different. We dream of something more. For you, it could be a soulmate connection. It could be something is not feeling like you're living your purpose. You want that life that makes you jump out of bed every morning. And trust me, I have been there too. I have had those mornings more than I care to mention where you wake up in the morning and you just want to stay in bed and do nothing because that feels like a more interesting way to spend the day than what you've got ahead of you. Now, I've had more living, loving kicks up the backside from my mentors than I care to admit. I am a stubborn, stubborn cow. It takes a while for things to sink in. But for my clients, I do know that me being that kick-ass mentor that I had is one of the things that they value most about me. I've been watching, I don't know if you watch it, but I love it. It's Married at First Sight, particularly I love the Australian version. And there is a lady on the season I'm watching right now called Lucinda. And Lucinda is extremely spiritual. She just seems like an angel that was sent to Earth. She's so lovely. And she is what most people would look at as spiritual. She's very calm. She's very, you know, she just, everything she says is just beautifully worded. Me, on the other hand, I swear like an old sailor. I say it like it is. And I tell people really what they need to know in the way that they need to know it. I'm not for everyone when it comes to learning manifesting, but for the people that just want to get it done, the people that want those hard truths, I am that mentor. So brace yourself, because I'm about to give you 3 truths that might feel a little confronting, but it's just what you need to know. That's it. Okay, hard truth number 1, and that is passively waiting for something you want is just an avoidance tactic. The universe is not your cosmic version of Uber Eats. You can't just place an order for your dream life, then sit around watching Netflix and expect it to magically show up on your doorstep with no other effort from yourself. When you're manifesting, it's more like placing an order and then collecting kind of thing. Can you tell I'm hungry? I'm talking about food. So yeah, you have to place your order and know exactly what you want, but you've also got to get off your ass and take some action to go and actually fetch it. The universe cooks up your manifestations, but you've got to play your part too. And here's where it gets really uncomfortable. If you're just passively waiting, buying into the bullshit that you see on social media, that manifesting is about putting an intention out and then just waiting for it to come to you, then I'm here to tell you that that is just an avoidance tactic that's usually fueled by fear. in the deepest subconscious part of you, not taking any action towards your dream life or the love that you want is just a way of keeping you safe. What you're essentially doing is sending out a message that is, if I don't try, I can't fail. Don't buy into the crap that's on the internet, that's on social media, that tells you you don't have to do anything other than think positively and hope that something will come to you, because it's not like that. And if I think every single person that reads that and then sits around waiting on a deep subconscious level knows that it's never going to work. They're either scared of actually achieving the future that they think they want, or they're deeply afraid of failing, which is why they just sit passively waiting, telling themselves on a conscious level, oh, I'm doing everything that I can to get my dream life, when they know deep down that that is not true. I'm not saying that manifesting what you want has to feel incredibly hard. That's not true. But it does require effort from yourself. So if you're still sitting here and you haven't manifested what you want and it's been a long time, ask yourself, have you really taken the inspired actions that you should have done to get where you want to go? If you haven't, that's absolutely fine. Acknowledging it is the first step. But the next thing to do is to start to take that bloody action. So that's your hard truth number one. Passively waiting for something is just an avoidance tactic. Do you like Kick-Ass Katie? I hope you're very much enjoying it. I'm very much enjoying it. I've got my bossy shirt on. I can't show you because I only do an audio podcast, but I got up this morning and I thought, okay, I need a kick-ass shirt, something that makes me feel bossy and powerful. So I've put the shirt on and now I feel bossy and powerful. Okay, anyway, hard truth number two. The past should be a rearview mirror and not a windshield. That sounds obvious, but believe you me, there are more people that have their past as a destination than as something they've left behind. We've all got baggage. We've all got experiences that have shaped us. But here's the thing. Too many people are subconsciously clinging to the past. They're dwelling on past relationships. They're dwelling on failures, or they're letting their failures fuel their motivations and their actions and their beliefs today. And that just keeps you stuck where you are, destined to manifest the same thing over and over and over again. Imagine you're driving down a beautiful country road, but you're constantly looking out the back window. You miss everything that's unfolding in front of you, and you'll probably miss the turnings that you were supposed to take and potentially crash. And that is what happens in manifesting. When you're constantly being driven from the past, you're constantly comparing your now with your past. You're constantly comparing your future prospects with what happened in the past. You're going to miss all the turnings to actually get to the life you want. It's time to acknowledge the past and learn from it, but then turn your focus to the incredible future that you want to create. You will never, ever manifest a new life when you're constantly looking back, when you're judging your current circumstances or your future prospects on your past. Your past is not a reflection of your future. It's a reflection of the lessons that you've learnt and the growth that you've achieved. If you want to keep yourself chained to a past that no longer wants you, then you do that. You do you. But I have to tell you, you'll never manifest a different outcome. You'll just be destined for more of the same. Is letting go of the past easy? No. But is it vital for your future happiness? Yes. Not one of my clients has ever manifested what they wanted without being able to let go of the past on a deep subconscious level. On the surface, when we start speaking with each other, they will tell me that they have moved on from the past. but they haven't let go yet. And that's the work that we have to do. So ask yourself, look at the situation you're in now, look at your beliefs about what you think you can achieve. Are they being influenced and impacted by what's happened to you in the past? If they are, then you've got to learn to look ahead and leave that past behind. That's hard truth number two. The past should be a rearview mirror, not a windscreen. Okay, hard truth number three. Stop comparing your life and feeling hard done by. This was one that really, really impacted me. For a long time, was queen of comparison. I was that bitter, horrible cow sat in the corner with my judgy muck judge face, looking at everyone thinking, ugh, why did you get that? Why did you get that? Why didn't I get that? That should have been me. How come she's in a great relationship and I'm still single? I was that person. I'm embarrassed to admit, I don't know how I ended up with any friends or anyone around me at that point, because I just constantly compared my life to everyone else and I had a real victim mentality. So what? So your ex got into a new relationship and you're still single. This is one I hear all the time. My ex was an absolute shit and they're in a new relationship and I'm still single. How is that fair? Or the other one I hear that you might be familiar with in your own life, you got looked over for a promotion over a co-worker who doesn't work as hard as you. Or if you're a business owner, a competitor seems to be crushing it in their business and you look at their social media and you think, how on earth are you doing that when my stuff's so much better than yours and you're struggling for sales? Does all of that stuff suck? Yes, absolutely it does. It feels shit. But there's too many people derailing their own manifesting because they're too focused on what everyone else has and what they don't. And what does that reflect into the universe? Big, fat lack. I don't have this. I don't have that. Blibbity blah, 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 blah. So if lack, and let's face it, jealousy and bitterness is what you're reflecting out, what are you going to manifest more of? Yes, more opportunities to feel lack, jealousy and bitterness. At some point, you have to realise that comparison and envy is a dream life thief. It just keeps you trapped. Instead of comparing yourself, start seeing it as what's possible for you too. If somebody else has got a business in your niche and they are absolutely killing it, that means you can too. If your ex has got into a new relationship before you, does that really matter? If they were a shit, their likelihood is they're still going to be a shit. They're just being a shit to someone else. They're someone else's problem. Why would that make you feel jealous and bitter? You've got to stay in your own lane. Focus on what you're doing. Focus on what you want to manifest. Stop comparing your life and feeling hard done by, because that is going to do nothing but bring more opportunities into your life to make you feel hard done by, jealous and bitter. So those are your three hard truths. Let me recap. Hard truth number one, passively waiting for something to manifest is just an avoidance tactic. Hard truth number two, the past should be a rearview mirror, not a windshield. And hard truth number three, stop comparing your life and feeling hard done by. I hope you've got something from those. I would be very surprised if there was not one thing in there that you could connect on and that you could resonate with. And the purpose of these episodes, where I'm a little bit more kick-arsy, is not to make you feel bad. I want everyone that listens to this to just realise something about themselves, something that they've been holding on to, something that is stopping them from getting that life that they want.
Everything that you want is there for the taking. It's all there. It's your choice whether you go and get it. It's your choice whether you stop looking back and start looking forward. It's your choice whether you take the action that's needed to get what you want. It's your choice whether you choose to play the comparison game or you start to look at what other people are achieving as proof that you can do it too. These are the things that you need to know when you're manifesting a new life. And I know that sometimes these things can be uncomfortable or hard to hear. But even if one thing resonates in any way, then my friend, you've got work to do before you can manifest your dream life. But the good news is you can stick with me and I'll help you all I can. I don't gatekeep my knowledge. I know how hard it is to feel like you're fighting every day for something new and you're not really sure how to get there and you're seeing stuff that seems to be too good to be true and it doesn't work for you. And I know those feelings. I know how it feels to get up in the morning and just wish for something different. I know how it feels if you're single to sit and look at the sofa and see no one else sat there. You have a win, you have a bad day and you have no one to share that with, to talk to offload, to share that burden. I know the feeling of starting a business and feeling like you're out of your depth, feeling like you're never going to be as successful as that person that you look up to. I know all those feelings, but I also know how to get you through that. It's what I've done for all of my clients and it's what I will do for you too. So just stick with me and I'll help you all I can. Before I go, don't forget to register if you are looking for love. If you're not looking for love, then this secret podcast that I'm doing will not be any benefit for you whatsoever. But if you know someone who is looking for love and they're manifesting, then do point them in this direction. As I said, the link is in the show notes. Or you can just go straight to the website, which is www.themanifestingmindset.co.uk/lovesecretpodcast. And of course, you can connect with me as always on social media. You will find me at The Manifesting Mindset on all the main social media channels except for Twitter or X, because I think that is a cesspool of negative shit, so I don't go on there. Apart from that, you'll find me everywhere else. And I hope you have a wonderful week ahead. Whatever you take away from this episode, just know that there's a way through. If you've been confronted with something that you feel is going to be hard to overcome, take it from somebody who was literally on their knees begging for a solution to change her life. If I can do it, you can do it too. And I'm here to support you every single step of the way.
So that's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for joining me. If you've enjoyed listening, I'd be so grateful if you'd subscribe and leave a review, because it really does help me to reach more people. I've left some links in the show notes so you can connect with me or you can grab one of my manifesting resources. Until next week, sending you lots of love, light, and manifesting vibes.